Hi, I'm Tonata with your week in review. We start at home where MTC has scrapped the 3-bundle cap on Away products, letting customers load unlimited prepaid packages. Then the Hyphen Hydrogen Skills Census launched in Windhoek this week to map jobs for the green hydrogen sector. Deputy Minister of Education Dino Bellotti has more.
We were able to have a good conversation around how our emerging green hydrogen ecosystem will require a large sort of interconnected set of skills from many artisans, engineers, professionals, etc. In parallel, our Hyphen National Skills Audit is ongoing with institutions such as NTA, our NQA, the Ministry of Labour, Industrial Relations, Employment Creation. So again, was really a powerful tool that's been added. And I think, again, the purpose of this is really to say, how do we have a comprehensive people-centred database on skills as well as the potential? And this is 100% geared toward young people.
The Global African Hydrogen Summit wrapped up in the capital this week with leaders pushing for more investment. Here's Green Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe.
We're trying to mobilize Namibia's share of about $1.7 billion that we now want to bring home and start deploying into our projects. I think in a few days, Dalres will be breaking that ground on their ammonia sulfate plant. And at the same time, you've got Alex Savaris and CMB and Cleanergy to actually open up their hydrogen service station, which has now started producing hydrogen.
The FNB Namibia Cricket Ground is now certified to host global events, including the 2026 Under-19 World Cup. Here's Cricket Namibia CEO Johan Muller.
It's a build-up to the Men's World Cup in 2027, which obviously is pulling a lot of crowd and spectators. But there's quite a lot of work being done behind the scenes on not just formulating the LOC, arranging the cricket event, but how do you maximize Namibia through this wonderful opportunity to have exposure in 200 countries on TV and digital formats. More than 2.5 billion people support cricket in the world. It is absolutely a massive opportunity for cricket and for Namibia to promote themselves and to use that as a platform to do so.
In regional news, a Stellenbosch study linked fathers' heavy drinking to stunted growth and lower IQ in children. While South Africa's top court now allows men to adopt their wives' surnames, striking down an old law, here's Judge Leona Tron.
It unfairly discriminates by failing to afford a woman the right to have her spouse assume her surname, failing to afford a man the right to assume the surname of the woman after marriage, failing to allow for a married or divorced man or widower to resume a surname which he bore at any time.
Walmart is opening stores in SA while 7 Chinese nationals received 20-year sentences for trafficking Malawian migrants.
The 7 Chinese nationals were sentenced nearly 6 years after their arrest following a raid on a Chinese-owned factory in South Africa. Authorities found 91 Malawians, including 37 children, working in appalling conditions. The group was convicted on 158 counts, including human trafficking, immigration violations, and labor exploitation. Officials have welcomed the ruling, calling it a significant step in tackling human trafficking, which remains a serious problem in South Africa. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
And as we wrap up on developing stories on the continent this week, Ethiopia inaugurated Africa's largest hydroelectric project, the Grand Renaissance Dam, and Tanzania urged global powers to honor climate finance pledges. On the international front, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told Qatar to act against Hamas or face more strikes. Qatar's Prime Minister hit back, calling Israel's strike on Doha state terror, saying it killed hopes for hostage talks. And in the U.S., President Donald Trump condemned the killing of activist Charlie Kirk, blaming what he calls radical left rhetoric for rising violence.
The killing of Charlie Kirk has shocked people right across America on both sides of the political divide. This is being seen and described as a political assassination, an act of political violence against someone who was a close ally of Donald Trump. Charlie Kirk has been described by the president in very close terms. He posted on social media, including a video in which he said that he was filled with grief and anger by what had happened. He said that Charlie Kirk inspired millions and said that his killing was a dark moment for America.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.